T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
It's PDGA Radio for the week of July 21st, 2008, and we've got another major in the history books as the Scandinavian Open was played in Sweden last weekend. Results from there, along with the A-tiers in Oregon and Michigan, and a very important update for amateurs who were hoping to still get registered for next month's Amateur World Championships. Those stories and more, including another 60-second clinic, is coming your way on this week's edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you by the International Disc Golf Center, Innova Champion Discs, the PDGA Store, and Discraft, the world leader in disc sports.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
A PDGA European major event was held in Skellefteå, Sweden this past weekend in front of a larger-than-expected crowd of spectators. And despite battling sometimes poor weather conditions, they witnessed the hometown hero Jesper Lundmark lead wire-to-wire, handling some of the best players in the world en route to his first career PDGA major title. Lundmark's final margin of victory was an impressive 8 throws over the reigning world champion Nate Doss and David Feldberg, who in dramatic fashion nails a 70-foot putt on the final hole to earn that second-place tie. Avery Jenkins finishes in 4th place, followed by UC Maresma in 5th. And skipping down to 10th place, we find the 12-time world champion Ken Climo, who nearly had to withdraw from the tournament for the first time in his illustrious career due to an arm injury he suffered in the second round. But he perseveres and continues his impressive record of never withdrawing and never finishing outside of the top 10 in a PDGA major. Well, Valerie Jenkins maintains her 6th throw on the women's side, and she wins over Sweden's Birgitta Lagerholm, and another Swede got the Masters title as Jonas Lindholm survives a final round charge to win by one. Two A-tiers were also on the schedule last weekend. We'll stop first in Portland, Oregon for the Beaver State Fling. It's Steve Rico taking the win by 4 throws over Greg Barsby and Tim Skellinger. Kathy Manley edges out Liz Lopez by 2 to win the women's division. Jeff Fiedler wins in Masters and Thumper Parsons gets the Grandmasters title. Next, we go to Michigan for the CCR Open, and there we see Al Shaak notching another win, this one by 1 throw over Mike Randolph. Des Redding wins by 12 over Angela Chigfry for the women. Mark Ellis wins a 3-way playoff for the Masters title, and Tate Handy easily wins in advanced as he gets ready to compete for the Amateur World title in his hometown of Kalamazoo in less than 3 weeks. Elsewhere around the disc golf world, Cale LaVisca wins the Minnesota State Championships, Barry Schultz wins in Wisconsin, Matt Hall is the best in class in Texas at the Shule School, Iowa's Adam Olson somehow ends up in Connecticut and wins the Cranberry Classic, Adam Wilson wins the Sioux Falls Open in South Dakota, Scott Burnett wins in Ohio, James Conrad wins in Virginia, Joe Revere wins in Colorado, and Chris Sprague gets another win in Illinois. For full results or information on any of these tournaments or one of the other hundreds of PDGA-sanctioned tournaments held throughout the year, log on to PDGA.com and click the PDGA Tour button to view the full year's tournament schedule and results. PDGA Radio will continue after this with your disc golf news and this week's 60-second clinic. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf.
This week's 60 Second Clinic continues the best of series, trying to help you prepare your disc golf game for the upcoming World Championships, or maybe just that casual round with your friends. Its topic is practice putting, and the professor of disc golf this week is North Carolina's Brian Schwebiger.
When I'm practice putting, I have two baskets in my backyard. One's a disc catcher with inset of chains, and the other one's a chain skill shot, a little smaller. I like to use that, have the chain skill shot as one of my practice baskets because it's a little smaller. It makes me focus on a tighter area. And I like the disc catchers because a lot of courses have disc catchers on them, and it's, I can get used to the sweet spots for those five baskets. When I'm practice putting, I've got 10 to 15 discs sitting in my basket, and my baskets are set about 28 feet apart. I rarely practice outside of 28 feet because most of your strokes in a tournament are putting. And if you can't make the putts 28 feet and in, you're just going to have to make a shorter putt after that anyways, usually. So I rarely practice putting outside of 28 feet. I just go back and forth with my 10 to 15 putters, and I probably do about 200 putts a day at least. And if I'm not having practice in a couple days, I'll probably do 400 putts in a day. But with that many discs, it really doesn't take that long. It takes about a half hour to 45 minutes. But in the long run, it definitely shaves strokes off of your turnaround.
Some great advice to help you improve your scores from Brian Schwebiger on this week's 60 Second Clinic. Up next, I have your disc golf news, including some very bad news for procrastinators. It's PDGA Radio.
Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IBGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
This week's disc golf news starts off with some bad news, or good news, depending on how you look at it. But if you're not already signed up for the Advanced Men and or Advanced Grandmasters Men Division, you're likely out of luck. Those two divisions reached their capacity as of Monday, July 21st. All other amateur and pro divisions are still open for registration to any current PDGA member in good standing until August 1st, or until they fill at pdgasignup.com. The Pro and Am World Championships will be held August 11th through the 16th in Kalamazoo and Battle Creek, Michigan. PDGA Radio will be live on the scene providing regular updates all week long. And more information on the event can be found right now at pdga.com or 2008discgolfworlds.com. More than 800 players are already registered to compete, which should make it the largest single disc golf event in history. Also on PDGA.com is the latest update for the Woodchuck Cider Drive for the Championship and the season money standings. David Feldberg and Valerie Jenkins lead their respective Drive for the Championship with just one more qualifying event before the final drive through Worlds, the USDGC, and the Players' Cup.
Those two also lead the money list, with Jenkins just shy of $9,000 in winnings in her 14 events, and Feldberg shows a little more than $18,000 in his 13 events. The complete searchable list can be found from the homepage on PDGA.com. PDGA Radio will continue with a preview of this year's final National Tour event.
Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com, buy some cool new gear, and take the sport you love to even higher levels.
Well, I'm not sure if this means summer is almost over or not, but this season's final National Tour event, and therefore the final qualifying leg of the Woodchuck Cider Drive for the championship, is this upcoming weekend, July 25th through the 27th in Leicester, Massachusetts. It's the Vibram Open at Maple Hill. 150 players will take on the challenging Airplanes course for three rounds to determine the winner. We'll have results right here next week on PDGA Radio. Also, lots of action elsewhere around the disc golf world, including tournaments in Maryland, Kentucky, Alabama, Oklahoma, Illinois, Texas, Ohio, Idaho, Tennessee, Iowa, South Carolina, Georgia, and California. All the usual suspects and more. And also another big tourney this weekend in Europe. They have the Finnish NT event held at four different locations throughout Finland. Also events in Germany, the United Kingdom, and Japan. I'll hopefully have results on next week's edition of PDGA Radio for those events. Until then, I'm Steve Kaczynski, still wondering how I missed that putt twice.
PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magix Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.